Lancer Radio Network, Pasadena Kappa Sound.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Streaming live 24-7 at LancerRadioNetwork.org.
Coast to Coast Instrumentals.
Has it been your dream to one day own your very own clothing line? Have you ever wondered what it takes into making that dream a reality? This is the Informative Tune Show with Gabriela Fuentes and David Wynn. Today we're speaking with company owner of JSLV, Jason Valencia, about what the clothing industry lifestyle is like, so that students that possibly one day want to own their very own clothing line have a better insight on how things occur and how long the process really is. Here on Lancer Radio Network, Pasadena Campus Sounds, streaming live at LancerRadio.org. First off, welcome, Jason.
Thank you. Thank you for having me here.
Definitely. First off, tell us a bit about yourself and what it is that you do.
So my name is Jason Valencia. I started a brand called JSLV. That stands for Just Live in 2007. It's a brand that's affiliated with skate, snow, surf, music, art. And the way I got into the industry, so I'll just kind of give a brief history. It's like I came from L.A., mid-city L.A. I went to Trade Tech. Took some classes as a graphic designer, graduated, started working at Starbucks, and met a really cool guy that actually worked in the industry. And from there, I did my networking and my hustling and got my way into the industry, started working for skate brands like, you know, Flip Skateboards, Baker, Birdhouse, and learned the ropes, you know, started as a production artist, doing t-shirt graphics, changing art, colorways, scaling art. Then that led to, okay, well, we need you to do accessories. And then I learned accessories, and then I learned how to, you know, create hats and tech packs and all that. And then from that, I saw that there was an opportunity. I was just surrounded by a lot of, like, pro skaters and, you know, movers and shakers at the time. And I was highly motivated to do something. And around that time, you know, about 2004 and 5, I met my partner that I started JSLV with, Josh Preeby. They call him Preebs. And he came from the skate and snow industry. And I was kind of coming from the street, like b-boy, graffiti, music out here in L.A. And we kind of just started talking about the idea of, like, starting a brand. And he was like, yo, I think we could do this in the industry. Like, you know, I know these people. And I was like, I know these people. I've learned this. I learned the ropes. And we came up with the name Just Live. And then that's when we knew. We were like, yo, this is positive. Like, and it's, I just feel like this is going to work. And we broke down the Just Live. We took the T off and we took the E off of Live, obviously. And we made the acronym of JSLV. And we added the dot. It was more kind of inspired off of the graffiti style of things, where it's just like you saw it so much that you were like, what is this? And that's kind of where it started. And we were going to, at the time, there was a trade show called ASR, and that was in San Diego. That was like the biggest trade show, Action Sports. It stood for Action Sports Retailers. And we would go there and we would set up a booth with Blitz Distribution, which was where I worked at the time. And we started the brand. We went to New Era and we told them, yo, like, we want to make some hats. And they didn't let us make hats because Stussy and LRG and a lot of higher, like, profile, like, streetwear brands at the time had headwear, and they didn't want to, like, flood the market. So what I did is I told them, I was like, well, you know, this is something that Tony Hawk's distribution is doing, and I just hustled my way in there. And they were like, okay, well, you know, we'll send it to, you know, the high ups and see if this is something that could get approved. A couple days later, we get an approval. Me and my partner are hyped. We're like, yo, like, we're about to have a New Era. We get the box of New Eras. We go to the trade show, and we lace everybody up. Nobody's giving away $25 to $30 hats at the time, you know what I mean? So they're rocking them, you know? Mm-hmm. So they're walking around this trade show. We made some shirts, and that's how the brand originally started to get in the scene. And, you know, and that's where JSLV started in 2007.
Wow. So from the sound of all of that, it sounds like you yourself and your partner wear many hats when coming into this brand. Do you think that's something that's very important when you step into this industry, being able to wear many hats?
Definitely. I think in today's time, you have to wear multiple hats. If you don't think that you're going to be, or if you think that you're going to have one job and your title is going to be it, then you're setting yourself up for failure because, you know, I started as a production artist and I didn't even know what production artist was. I know I went to school for a graphic design job just to learn how to do stuff that I did on paper or on a wall on a computer. So I didn't even know I would want to mass produce it or whatever it is, right? But then once I got into the industry, they're like, okay, you're a production artist. I obviously looked into it and I was like, okay, yeah, this is what I'm doing because I took a production artist class in school as well. But what I'm trying to get at is I started as that, but that's not what you ended up doing. Sometimes you had to do certain, you had to reach out to the vendor that was creating your shirt, you know, and that's what we're doing now. It's like now it's even more like that. Back then it was like you were just doing one or two things. Now it's just like you're designing it. You're going to the screen printer. You're making sure it's printed right. You're QCing it, you know. You're getting it. You're getting it back. You're making sure it's ending up at the store. And then you're making sure that when it ends up at the store, you want to blog it or you want to Instagram it or you want to Facebook it or, you know, you want to market it. So you're doing a lot of things now. It's not just one title. And that goes for every department. Like my partner does marketing, and he sometimes has to chase around a video edit, you know, and then send it to me just for an approval because maybe I didn't have time and the video editing guy had to, like, finish it up, you know. But the vision starts within, you know, me and him, and then it's like, yeah, you're definitely always wearing multiple hats.
Awesome. What would you say are some of the logistics of starting up and running a successful clothing company?
I would say I would recommend for people to write a business plan, and it's just kind of like a reminder, you know. You write down what you want, where you want to start, what you really see ahead, like what your future, you know, like what your goal is, what your dream is, and just keep that as a reminder, as saying like, yo, this is what I want to do, and commit to yourself and say, this is what I'm going to do. I don't care what people tell me. I don't care what, you know, people are saying. I don't care what the media is showing. If you have an idea and you think that that's fresh, like, to yourself, then do it. Because I think that's what really reaches a success rate. Not, you know, trying to follow what people are doing and just kind of do your own thing, you know, and commit to that. And make sure that the people that you surround yourselves with are people that also are supporting you and are treating you in a respectful way and saying, yeah, that was cool, and still having constructive criticism and all that. That's cool. Don't get bummed on that. But, you know, just try to grow with the people around you and take it to the next level and commit to your dream.
Definitely. What are some of your brand strategies?
Brand strategies now are a little bit different than I would say the brand strategies that I had or that we had when we started the brand. Because back then it was just like, okay, we're going to do this and then we're going to do that. And if this does well, then we're going to do this. And it's just like now I feel that the world is moving like really fast, you know, with social media and people in general and artists and brands and everything. So it's more now the strategy is kind of what the brand stands for, is just live, you know, just live and see what today brings and what today inspires and, you know, take from that, soak it in and put that out. And that's, I would say, the new strategy. Obviously, it's still a business and we have to promote things and there's deadlines and schedules or when you post something and when it drops and things like that and what you're designing, you know, a year from now. But at the end of the day, I think the new strategy is to kind of enjoy life and, like, have fun and, you know, and let it be what it is and see what people want, you know, hear people. Instead of trying to tell people what is fresh, let the people talk and then give them what they want.
Okay. What are some goals that you're trying to achieve with your company?
Goals that we're trying to achieve? I mean, I would say where we're at right now is a story already as it is, and where, you know, success is looked at in different ways. Like, I feel like I'm already successful as it is because of all the knowledge that I've built from doing this for the last, like, you know, being 13, 14 years in the industry. But I would say the successful at a success rate, like, what we would love to have is, you know, to feel financially obviously happy, where it's like you could run the brand, you could do what you want with the brand, you could have fun with it. If you want to open up a retail store, you could open it, you know. If you want to, you know, start a new collection of, you know, whether it is shoes or a new idea that's like a something that is a tier from JSOV or something that branches out, that would be awesome, you know. And I think we're headed that way just because we're doing what we love to do, and everything is coming to us and at the right time, you know.
Awesome. Can you give us a better insight of your clothing company journey and how it's brought you here today?
So yeah, I think the journey's been epic. I mean, coming from, you know, working out of, you know, working at Starbucks and working in and out, like all those places were just as amazing as where I work now. You know, it's just like every moment of my life, like every year, every, let's say in school, every semester, like everything that I've done, the good and the bad, like it's taught me to like be here today and appreciate everything that I have, you know. And I think for a lot of people, you know, you know, and not to throw anyone under the bus, like, you know, something bad happens and you're just like, you get discouraged, which is normal. You know, I've been there before, but I think I'm just happy that this journey has showed me and trained me and taught me on how to like realize like, yo, this is life. Like, you know, and then I look back at this brand that we created in 2007 and I'm like, yo, we call this Just Live. That's crazy. And then now it's almost what motivates me to keep going, because it's like, yo, like, chill, like, it's gonna be all right, like, just live, like, you know. So it's like, I think we started, we're a little bit ahead of the time at the time, you know, but now it's like being able that, you know, because I live off of, like, it's not about, you know, the destination, and it is about the journey. So this journey has just been epic, and it's only gonna grow, and I look forward to, like, where, not I don't want to say where we end, because I don't think it's going to end. When we're gone, people hopefully are inspired on what we did and carry on this legacy of how we're running business and how we're doing brands and how we're talking to people and educating them on, like, yo, you can do this too. So that's kind of a bit of, like, the journey.
Awesome. Who are some of the people that have motivated you into coming into this industry?
I would say my highest, the highest motivators would be my parents. You know, obviously they had me, you know what I mean? So it's like, I got to give them a shout out. But on top of all that, you know, it's, I think, is everyone that believed in us from the beginning, my friends from elementary that I still hang out with, you know what I mean? Like middle school, high school, college, teachers, you know, and it's friends and family, you know, those are the people that I look up to still to this day. And now people that are followers of the brand, you know, are followers of the movement that we've created. So I would say that the people that have motivated me are ever, like, you get yourselves, you know what I mean? Like people like you. It's like, so why would I want to do it if I'm trying to reach this invisible thing down there? It's like, you know, live the moment. And but those are my highest motivators.
Okay. And why the clothing company route?
At the time we were I want to say it's like we have friends that were working at Melrose, you know, that was like the hot spot. It wasn't like Fairfax, you know, like it was like Melrose, all our friends were working at Melrose, had a couple friends that worked in Highland Park, and they all had stores, you know, whether it was a graffiti store, a hip hop store selling markers and DVDs or VHS at the time, you know. And we were like, yo, like if we just start a brand, we could probably get them to carry our stuff at their store. And it was just like an idea like that. And then it just went from that to where it's at today. And what's funny is that still happens today. We still got people that work at, you know, at certain retailers. Like, yo, you work there now? Like, what's good? Like, you know, so, I mean, I think that was initially why it triggered. It was like, yo, clothing. Because clothing was what was hot at the time. You know, it was like con art. You had, you know, Blind Skateboards was doing stuff. Like, Volcom was kind of coming around. Stussy had been around for a long-ass time. You know, like, and it's just like, it was just what we were inspired on, because we were buying their clothes to look fresh. So we were like, why not create our own clothes and look fresh for ourselves and everybody else that's around us? And that's why we did clothing.
Okay, awesome. Yeah, JSLV sounds like a very inspiring brand. I definitely need to take more of a look into that. It's awesome. You've made quite a journey. You said you've been at it for 8 years.
I started working in the industry in 2003. So.
Oh yeah. So yeah, you've been in quite some time. Definitely. Well, you're listening to the Informative Tune Show. We'll be right back after this short break, and make sure to follow us on social media. On Instagram and Facebook, as well as Twitter.
Lancer Radio Network, Pasadena Campus Sound.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Streaming live 24/7 at lanceradionetwork.org.
The Learning Assistance Center is designed to offer academic support for students and promote scholastic success. All students at Pasadena City College have free access to the Learning Center located in the D Building, room 300. The learning facility is open Monday through Thursday, 7 a.m. to 9:45 p.m., Fridays till 3:45 p.m., and also available for students on Saturdays, 9 a.m. till 2:45 p.m. For more information, call 626-585-7230.
Get your parking permit for the next semester now. No need to wait in long lines. Go to pasadena.edu and click on Student Services to get it done. No wait, no worry. Students are strongly encouraged to purchase parking permits online.
Lancer Radio Network, Pasadena Campus Sound. Streaming live 24/7 at lanceradio.org.
Coast to Coast Instrumentals.
Welcome back. This is the Informative Tune Show with your hosts, David Nguyen and Gabriela Fuentes. On the second half of the show, I'll be talking with JSLV clothing company owner Jason Valencia about the brand's aesthetic, their holiday 2015 line, and fashion advice for our listeners. All of that here on Lancer Radio Network, Pasadena Campus Sounds, streaming live at lanceradio.org. So, Jason, how would you describe the design aesthetic of JSLV?
I would say that the design aesthetics is, it embodies, our culture. Like in today, in the last 10 years, you know, growing up in L.A., like, you know, seeing graffiti, seeing gangs, you know, hearing 90s hip-hop and rap and, you know, just everything that we took from that era, and then now being able to just, like, bring it back slowly. Or even when we started the brand, that was a lot of the stuff that we were pushing. I mean, one of our graphics is like, you know, Just Living Large. It's like, and we had the LA logo on there, and we ended up getting a cease and desist for that, you know, a couple years back, and we had to stop doing it. But, you know, we embody everything that's around us, like representing the West Coast. Like even one of our patterns is like a palms all over print. And that's just because like palm trees are all I see, like growing up out here, you know, and the West Coast. So it definitely embodies the West Coast and the culture and the vibes out here from, you know, street art, music in general, food even, you know what I mean? California hot dog, you know?
That's great. Describe the type of guy that typically wears Just Live.
I would say now it's a little bit different than what it was when we initially started the brand. Back then it was more, okay, we're in the skate industry and this is what we're surrounded by and this is the look that it needs to be and this is the blank you need to make it in. It needs to be thick. It needs to be Plastisol print. But now I think there's like a new breed of people, you know, now I would say it's more of like, it could be a dad, you know what I mean? It could be a dad that's from LA. It could be a dude that works at a law firm that's just like turning up on the weekend and then just like, you know, going to work on Monday, just knowing like, yo, that's how you just live, you know? Or it could be an athlete. It could be a skater. It could be a snowboarder. And I think now it's which I'm really happy about that, it's more of a universal public. It's like that person that is going to a music festival may wear it. And you got the person that's going to church on Sunday that's like wearing it, you know? So it's a little different.
Yeah, that's really great that you're opening up your demographic for your clothing brand. So in the super competitive field of the fashion industry, what makes your clothing different and unique?
I think the fact that we cater to that unique audience, you know, that audience that maybe doesn't want to be a leader, you know, and wants to be like, or doesn't want to be a follower, sorry, and wants to be a leader, you know, because that's kind of the vibe right now. It's just like, you know, there's a lot of stuff where people don't get exposed to what is dope and how it becomes dope. And like, I mean, who makes to decide that, you know? And I think with us, it's at the end of the day, it's just saying like, yo, like, just live and be you, be unique, you know, be unique. And the brand is unique because in a sense, there's not a lot of brands that actually carry a message in the name of the brand. Most brands have a name and then that's what it is. And we buy it because it's said to be cool, you know, or certain people are wearing it. So I think in today's, for our brand, I would say like people wear it. I have a like large relationship with the people that are actually A-list, B-list celebrities that wear it. I have a relationship with all of them. My partner has a relationship with all the team athletes that wear it, you know, and it's a very organic and authentic brand in that sense, because the people that are wearing it because they want to wear it, not because we're paying them. You know what I mean? So that shows it's like the brand has its unique form of like changing the game slowly.
Yeah, that's great to hear. JSLV recently released their Holiday 2015 line. Can you describe that line?
Yeah, the Holiday 15 line. So what we did a little bit different, this is the first time that we actually offered a signature line for one of our team riders, Chris Bradshaw. He's our snowboarder. He's been a snowboarder with us since the beginning of the brand. And huge, huge impact in the snow world. I mean, the guy lives in Big Bear, really cool cat, is a father, fishes on the weekends, you know, doesn't really like love social media, but knows he has to do that, you know. So we were like, yo, like we should do a line with you, you know, like we should give you a jacket and we should make these pants, you know, and it's like, and we worked with them. It was really rad because we worked with him back and forth, sending him ideas and, you know, changing them. And the colors were wrong. And we're like, all right, cool. So it was something that it was a labor of love. You know, we did it together. We produced it. And now it drops. So we have these mittens that are in the collection. You know, obviously, if you're out there in Big Bear and you're cold, they can wear them, you know. So we catered them to him, but we also catered them to everyone else. Like, we didn't put his name loud on the outside. It's simple on the inside, clean. It just says Bradshaw with our label inside. But on the outside, it's just basic JSLV branding. But the functionality of it is really dope because you get to wear the jacket. It's got a detachable hoodie. You know, it's thick, so like if you're in the cold weather, you could wear it. And the same thing with the hoodie, you know, we tied everything back. We have this really cool quilted pouch that kind of ties into the hat that we did. So his hat is a quilted, has quilted felt material as well, has a leather label on it. So a lot of the stuff is really thought out, you know, and not only with him, but with our, you know, marketing and sales. And we're obviously, because at the end, you want to make sure that it gets out there, you know. But yeah, that's one of the biggest things for holiday is the Chris Bradshaw collection.
Yeah, the work you put into the Chris Bradshaw line really shows in your catalog.
Thank you.
I see that the shoelace belt is also a staple throughout your holiday line. For the uninitiated, how did this become a trend and why did you choose to feature it?
Well, yeah, it's crazy you ask that because actually when the first pair of pants that we made, you know, in like 2000, I would say like 2004, seven, right when we started the brand, we made a pair of pants and they were too baggy, right? And we were trying to put all these really cool trims into them because I was influenced at the time with a lot of different brands, like, you know, cruising around 3rd Street Promenade, Melrose, all that. So I went and did my research and like try to fit in as much as all these brands, like where it was high end to low end to, you know, to our end, let's say, you know. And it was like I wanted to have all those details into a pair of pants. So the shoelace came about because we were all skating at the time. And when you skate, you know, you don't want to wear a belt because when you fall, you slide and you could, you know, you could like cut yourself with a buckle or whatever. Because at the time, too, there was like the big, you know, Famous had the big buckle belt, the Cadillac belt. And a lot of brands were doing that, you know. So that was dope, too. But we were like, damn, how can we flip it? So we did the shoelace belt. And that was like obviously like we could actually put branding on it, which I was hyped on at the tips, you know. And I would wear a shoelace belt just in general, like already, you know. So it was just like well, why don't we just throw this on the pit and have it come with all of our pants? So initially, that's where it started. And that's one of the cool details that we have. We have a couple other details on there, too. If you open up the zipper, it says Just Living Large, you know. But it's just like taking all these ideas from all these other brands and, you know, that were kind of the ones you looked up to at that time, and then trying to put it into some new product and just changing the game on your own. But
yeah, JSLV is, at least for me, I feel like it's a very innovative company. And your holiday line also features clothing from your Relive program, another innovative clothing line. What is that program exactly?
So the Relive program, it started with it started initially with an accessory, and we did it with a beanie because you know, one of our we wanted to show that. So it's like, yo, like, recycling, but in a new way. You know, it's just like, yeah, people are recycling. It's just like, yo, this is our recyclable program, you know. I mean, because you could buy stuff that's recycled and then, you know, produce it and then just sell it or whatever it may be. So what we did is we got a bunch of the factory that we were talking to was creating a thread that was made from bottles that were melted down into thread. So we were like, yo, that sounds cool. Like, we could probably make a beanie, right? And they're like, yeah, we could make a beanie. And it's just like, well, let's start it with the beanie and see how that goes well. And so we created a logo that was called the Relive because it pretty much sums it up. It's like you're given the opportunity of something that was dead to relive. So that's kind of where all that came from. And, you know, that did really well. So then we were like, okay, well, let's offer a hoodie. And, like, now let's offer a shirt. So where that goes, no one knows. We're just taking it, you know, how it organically.
Yeah, thank you so much for talking to us about your holiday 2015 line. Now let's move on to fashion advice for our male listeners. So what do you think makes a guy, quote unquote, fashionable?
Well, yeah, it's funny. I don't know. I think I would say just be you, you know, fashionable. Being unique, I would say, is fashionable, because when you see what other people are doing, and you try to, like, copycat that, it's almost like you, nowadays, you get clowned, you know? You're like, oh, you're just trying to be like that guy, or you're just, you know? So I think being fashionable now is being unique, you know? Be your own, like, make your own lane, and just, like, you know, I'm not saying go dye your hair and get piercings if you don't got that, you know? But just, you know, just be you. Be you, and you know, if you got it in you, you'll be good, you know?
Yeah, that's great advice. So what advice do you have for the broke college student looking to be fashionable?
All right. Let me see. Well, first off, you can start off by wearing your dad's clothes. Because, all right. Not only is it going to be like cheap because he got it in his closet and he could go in there and come up, but two, it's just like the stuff that he has is probably really dope vintage stuff, you know. And that's what's really cool about life, man. Like, it's a cycle, you know. It's like a 10 year vicious cycle. It's like what was hot back then is hot again, like, you know. And like what's hot right now that may not be as hot is gonna be hot like in 10 years. So I mean, Metallica, Nirvana, you think about all those things that come around and musicians are inspired off of and creating new music. I mean, that's why all that stuff is fresh, is because it's always gonna be like fresh, like, you know what I mean? So I would say start there. You're already gonna be winning because you're gonna, you know, you're gonna be looking fresh. You didn't pay no money, and now you got money to go get a Starbucks because that's like $4.50 anyway. So,
so going off of the broke college student, for those students that are poor, what is that one piece every guy should invest in?
Let me see. Damn, I would say, I mean, a hat's always cool. Like, if you're going to pick something, like, pick a hat, you know what I mean? Or pick a hoodie, because, like, a dope one, like, something that you're really hyped on that has substance, and it's, whether it's a brand or a band or a team, and let it get, or a leather jacket, you know? Like, let that get grimy. Like, let it have a story, you know? Like, be like, yo, this is what I bought, like, when I was going to college and when I started my struggle and my dream, and I still got this jacket now. And then you bring that out 10, 15 years later, and that turns into a piece that you sell, you know? And then people are like, yo, like, that's ill. Like, why didn't I think about it? Because it's like, people don't think about, like, the littlest things, you know? Don't try to go buy something super expensive. Go buy that. And that may even be in your dad's closet, too, as a matter of fact, you know? But, yeah, that's what I would do.
Yeah, and you were touching about recycling clothing, your father's clothing. Like, what clothes do you think, like, always stay in style? What are some classics?
The jackets, for sure. I would say, like, jackets are always – jackets and coats, you know? I mean, scarves aren't really, like, a West Coast thing, but that's always, like, a good thing on the East Coast, you know what I mean? But – and another cool thing that you could get, too, is a watch. A watch is always cool, man. It's a cool accessory to have.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Informative Tune Show. We're your hosts, David Nguyen and Gabriela Fuentes. Today, we had the pleasure of speaking with JSLV brand owner Jason Valencia about the clothing industry, the brand's aesthetic, their holiday 2016 collection, and fashion advice for our listeners. To find out more about Just Live and to purchase their clothing, visit JSLV or visit one of the many retail stores that carry the brand. This has been the Informative Tune Show here on Lancer Radio Network, Pasadena Campus Sounds, streaming live at lancerradio.org.